Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts today. I want to talk to you about something that I believe will bless you. How does people know what your soul is seeing? How do they look into your soul? Look at me. When they look at your eyes. See, your eyes are the window to your soul. I want to give you a scripture for that. And that's Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 and verse 23. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Think about that for a minute. Here's Matthew chapter 5, verse 29. If thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. The eyes are the window of the soul. If you watch somebody's eye, you can tell what they're about ready to do because the eye will send you the message. They go to move, whether it's an animal or an individual, you can see it. You know it's coming. But also you can see deep into the soul, which is the mind, the will, and the emotion of a person through the eyes. Isn't that something? Yeah. And even if someone is physically blind, okay, maybe their eyes are covered with a patch or they're wearing sunglasses. Because it's so powerful, even though they may be blind, you'll see what the eye will, it will change the face of a person who can't see. You'll see it. It's amazing that that's the window to the soul. So what are people seeing inside of you? I ask myself that all the time. Jesse, what do people see when they see you? I hope they see Christ in me, the hope of glory, not just on me. Not just call me an anointed man, and a lot of people do, and I thank you for that. But what is really residing right here inside of me, this God through the personage of the Holy Spirit, is one of the most wonderful things in the world to be is saved. You know, I was looking at something the other day on the internet, and it showed the planet Earth as about the size of a period, you know, at the end of a sentence, from the Voyager 1. They sent off, wait a minute, it's way out there. It's not going into interstellar space. And it was just barely a little dot. And it said this, everybody you ever known, anybody that ever did anything, you're so insignificant, is what they were saying. That all the people that shed blood and killed millions of people from the beginning of time, and all, I said, you're nothing compared to this vast cosmos, this vast, you know, universe. And I thought, they have just missed it 100 miles. This God, who they can't see, is the one that created dark energy, dark matter, planets, moons, stars, exoplanets. Think about that. Galaxies. Big Bang. Call it what you want. And yet they think we're so insignificant. And yet God calls this little dot of a planet his footstool. You know what that means? He can sit down and rest himself on you. Rest his feet. Because he knows without a shadow of a doubt that you love him. They don't understand that. They intellectual minds, and I believe in intellect and education, everything. But every time I look out there and when I read something about something that seems so most impossible to understand because it's so big. Now we're talking about multiple universes, something that's 2 billion light years away, which is one light year is like 5.7 or 5.8 trillion miles. And God did this. Look, flung it with his hands. That's the kind of God you serve. And you know what? Look at me. Can you look in my eyes? Can you see him? He's in there. Because he's in my spirit, he's in my soul, and he's in my body. And he's in yours too. There's a little red light I'm looking at right now that tells me that the camera's on. They're filming me so you can see this. And if I do this, you know I just touch my nose. Everywhere I go, that thing sees everything I do. If I got an itch, I can't scratch. Isn't that amazing? It's watching me. That's God. Doing that to us like this, sees everything. So let your eyes be open as a window to the soul so people can see the Christ in you. See you next week.